Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me by the old-fashioned telephone is the Center's president, Brad Finstead. Welcome to the program, Brad.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
So one of the big drivers of our state's economy is agriculture. And what's the health of agriculture right now? My understanding is it's not doing too badly, despite all the other gloom and doom we hear.
Well, it's not doing too bad. That's right, Jim. It's it's kind of our strength and our rock of as far as the economy goes in this state. It's it carries a lot of importance from tradition to the backbone of who we are as a state, but also to that kind of constant surviving force in the economic times. I mean, there's one thing that remains certain, is that people need to eat. So by producing food and being a heavily strong agricultural state, it's been helpful. But I will say that overall, the health of the ag economy in the state is good. It's changing. It's by no means what agriculture was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, markets were affected by rain in Indiana, rain in Illinois. Now it's based on the value of the dollar and the strength and the weakness of confidence in China with our markets. So farmers now more than ever are really up against it competing globally.
No question. And of course, you know, how soybeans did down in Brazil. You know, I mean, these are real world considerations and affect markets in much more influential ways than a thunderstorm or lack thereof. I'm curious, too, about, you know, there have been some policy changes, even federal policy changes that actually have affected the markets in terms of ethanol production and that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of, there's a lot of debate going around right now currently in Washington in regards to subsidies for renewable energies that essentially engage in the debate of food versus fuel. Are we growing crops for food or are we growing it for fuel? And we see it definitely affect the domestic price, but, you know, we in Minnesota definitely look at that, but we also have to keep a good, strong eye on this global economy. One out of every three rows of soybeans we grow in this state are exported around the world, and one out of every four rows of corn are exported.
And, of course, in southern Minnesota, it's corn and soybeans. Northern Minnesota, it's growing, you know, wood products and those sort of things, sugar beets out in the western part of the state. But another thing we should probably mention is the growing importance of organic farming and how that's kind of taken hold and this idea of locally grown foods and those sort of things.
It's a niche market that seems to be very profitable in the niche. It's a growth market. It's something that we're seeing some growth not only regionally in the state or the parts of the state, but also the upper Midwest and of course on the coast. So it's definitely it's the old traditional business values of grow things people want.
Brad, I want to thank you for joining me today. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and for Brad Finstead, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week.